Jason, I think it's high time we catch up on what's going on at Manifest Gallery. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks, Jane. Happy to be back.
You've just opened two exhibitions, and you have some new and newish projects going on. But first off, let's talk about why you call Manifest a neighborhood gallery for the world.
Early on in our exhibition schedule, we realized we were getting entries from artists from all over the world. And our shows grew in scope and geographical reach to the point where we couldn't resist calling it the Neighborhood Gallery for the World.
And that's because you use the internet in a very sophisticated manner in sending out your call for entries.
Yeah, that's true. And for promoting the arts as well. We wouldn't exist without the internet.
Well, one of your new shows is called Botanical, and it just attracted a record number of submissions, over 1,000, I think.
1,036.
Tell us about that exhibition.
Well, it's a theme that we were toying with for a while, and flowers are a stereotypical, almost cliche subject matter.
Let's call it classical.
Okay. But regardless, we were interested in what would happen if we called for something that could be considered a flower show, for example, but not have it be what you would expect in the end. And we knew that based on our history, we would get a wide range of submissions with all kinds of different answers to the question of botanical, which we did. So the exhibit is filled with 28, 29 works, that some of which will be your beautiful flower or floral imagery, but some of which will not be.
And the other exhibition that just opened is one of a continuing series featuring drawings, and all the works shown will also appear in what is your 7th annual international drawing publication. Drawing is an important part of Manifest offerings. Tell us about this show and also about the drawing center the gallery maintains in Madisonville.
First off, the International Drawing Annual is an outgrowth of the mission that is the Drawing Center mission. Drawing Center mission in large scope is our philosophy that drawing is essential as a underlying form of studying visual art. So the annual is one way of capturing that, surveying recent contemporary drawing being made around the world within the past 3 years, documenting it and presenting it to the public in a way that they can easily access it. The Drawing Center is a facility in which we offer instructed and uninstructed opportunities for people to draw together to study formally the process of making drawing. So the Drawing Center represents our philosophy of the beginning stages of creativity, whereas the gallery and the books represent the end stages, the product, so to speak.
Well, my impression is that artists of all stripes use drawings as beginnings often.
Sure.
And that sculptors, for instance, might also start out by drawing.
That's true. And some of the best drawings I've seen are by sculptors.
Is there a resurgence right now of interest in drawing, do you think? In talking with you today, I saw two news stories. One was that the Drawing Center in New York City has just been renovated and will have half again as much exhibition space, and that in Houston, the Mental Collection is building a separate home for its 4-year-old drawing institute. Is this a trend, do you think?
I think so. I think that Manifest is dipping its toe into the fringes of this upsurge in appreciation for drawing as a practice, but also as a way of looking at life and participating and examining life. And I think that's why it's happening, because it's, as you mentioned, it's fundamental, and it often encompasses the beginning stages of a work of art, but it's also being recognized as an end in and of itself, like was happening in the Renaissance, when people were collecting Leonardo or Michelangelo drawings instead of their paintings or sculptures. But we also find in our experience at the Drawing Center, Manifest's Drawing Center, that people come in and comment on how peaceful it is of a process. It's almost like a weekly reset for them. So from my point of view as a participant and as the director and as a teacher, drawing has become almost a vehicle for philosophy or meditation as much as art making.
So the ordinary person who is not an artist might profit from taking a drawing class?
Absolutely. That's our belief.
Your newest project at the gallery is the establishment of a year's residency for an artist. You'll be providing studio space, I understand, and some other advantages. And I know that the deadline to apply has passed and that the announcement of the person chosen won't be made until the 1st of May, which actually is next Wednesday. But I'd like to know more about the thinking behind this project and what sort of response you got to it.
The thinking is always coming from the point of view of our mission. How can we better fulfill our mission? Manifest is a nonprofit, and that's our job, to serve the community by fulfilling our mission. And we had the opportunity to obtain the space that we are converting into the residency space at a very low, reasonable rate of rent. And we brainstormed on what would be the best way to use it. One answer was the residency, the idea of a residency. A lot of residencies are offered. Manifest has a unique kind of value in that it does maintain its drawing center, and it does attract a really loyal, interested audience 9 times a year to our exhibit openings. So we thought we could use the residency as a way of bridging the drawing center programming that is a studio 7 miles away from the gallery and the gallery programming. And the residency is a combination of that, where people that come to our openings will be able to see art as it's being made, in situ, so to speak, in the studio environment.
So the studio space is in your gallery building.
Yes.
There on Woodburn Avenue.
Yes, exactly. And part of the requirement of the resident will be to have their studio open and host the public whenever we have an opening reception at the gallery. On average, 1,500 to 2,000 people will come to the gallery openings in a year's time. So those people will be invited to visit the resident, meet them, and see their artwork in progress throughout the year.
What sort of person are you looking for this artist to be?
That's an interesting question, and I'm not sure how to answer what kind of person. But we will look at the applications based first on the quality of their artwork, second on the statements of intent that they provide us in terms of what they want to do with it, how they'll benefit from it, and third, based on their qualifications. We fully expected emerging artists, recent graduates to apply, as well as mid-career or even established artists to apply. And that's what we got. We got a good cross-section of people. I think the majority were younger, but not all of them. We've got submissions from 16 different states and 2 different countries, and we're thrilled by that. And we're also thrilled by the fact that it's a gift. It's something that we're going to award to this person, in a sense, spend a year with them.
And at least 2 people are willing to leave their own countries and come to do this.
That's right. Japan and England, I believe.
Do you expect this to become an annual event so that there's always an artist in residence?
Yes, we do.
Manifest?
We have the intention of doing that. We will learn from the first year and see how things go and adjust it possibly. There's a chance that we could split it into 2 halves if we feel like that might be better. We would love to possibly expand it and have more than one resident, and that's possible as well.
Well, there are always interesting things going on in that neighborhood gallery for the world. Thanks for coming by to talk about them, Jason.
It was my pleasure. Thanks, Jane.
We've been talking with Jason Franz, Executive Director of Manifest Gallery in East Walnut Hills. For more information, see the link at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.